The world of photography has gone through huge changes in the last two decades thanks to digital technology. The days of taking a roll of film to the drugstore for processing are a thing of the past, and those camera clicking noises when you take pictures with your cell phone are just sound effects. Producing a photograph used to be a much more involved process with dark rooms and chemicals. A new photography exhibition on the South Coast looks at that history and features some of the earliest photographs ever made.
It's from the first two decades of photography. It starts in England and then goes all over the world, and it is a marvelous representation of the invention, but then the spreading out of photographic technology.
Charlie Wiley is the Santa Barbara Museum of Art's curator of photography and new media. The exhibition of more than 100 prints is called Salt and Silver, Early Photography, 1840-1860.
The works themselves are just magnificent works of art, but they're also an entirely new way of seeing the world. The range of subject matter and the techniques and the information, but also the art that is present in all of the works is just really a marvelous experience.
The reason the exhibition is called Salt and Silver is that in the early days of photography, they were the key ingredients in making pictures. British scientist William Henry Fox Talbot developed the process, which was relatively simple and efficient. The Santa Barbara exhibition features original salt prints from London's Wilson Center for Photography.
They were put together as a group to represent the beginnings of photography on paper. It's a technology that then persisted for 150 years until quite recently in our digital age, but it shows where everything that's analog photography came from.
Hope Kingsley is the Wilson Center for Photography's curator. Kingsley says the works selected for the exhibition represent a cross-section of how photography was used in its early days from the 1840s to 1860s.
From portraiture to figure studies, still life, landscape, architectural views of modern life, modern buildings, as well as ancient monuments. We've got documents of archaeological excavations and documents of war. So it's a tremendous range of subject matter. In effect, people were working with photography in all the areas that they could conceive of.
Kingsley says early photographers almost immediately saw the process could be much more than just documenting things. They discovered the potential for its use as a form of art.
Very quickly, within 2 years of the technology being perfected, there's a wonderful collaboration between a young photographer and a painter, and they're making portraits that use all of the compositional devices that painters were using for portraiture. So they're thinking pictorially, and they're doing so very consciously.
The Wilson Center curator walks us over to one of her favorite prints on display in the Santa Barbara exhibition.
I love this portrait of a woman during the Crimean War. She's a cantiniere. She runs the canteen for the soldiers. She's in a modified version of a soldier's uniform. She stands very proudly with her swagger stick. She's really quite a redoubtable character, and she's in front of the tent that was the canteen. She's got a little pouch at her belt which had brandy for the troops, so she would go out into the field and administer to wounded troops.
Kingsley says for museum visitors, especially ones who grew up in the digital age, the exhibition opens the door to appreciating photography in a much different way.
I hope that they'll find this work exciting, intriguing, beautiful in ways that they might not expect. In this world of digital photography, to see photographs that are not an industrial product, but handmade, and have material characteristics that really reach us as viewers. So they're not just images on a screen, they're works on paper with color and texture.
Salt and Silver, Early Photography, 1840-1860 runs through December 8th at the Santa Barbara Museum of Art. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.